James, how things seem to just happen. Many things just happen here at St. James. Like when I arrive, the lights are already on. My glass of water appears on the table. The sound works. The band is already set up. There's hot water in the kettle for a cup of tea. It's really nice when things just happen, isn't it? Also, skeptics, that's what I like to say. Yes, because of course things don't just happen, do they? For example, Toby, who makes your food? Mummy and Daddy makes your food. I mean, Hannah makes my food. And I'd go really hungry or eat real rubbish food if Hannah didn't do that for me. And who washes your clothes, David? Yes. The washing machine. There we go. Several right answers there. I don't know. Is there anyone else here who would be lost without someone else to basically do their life for them? I would like to point out that aside from Brenda, everyone else was a bloke. Put their hands up there. Yes, of course, we need help, don't we? Nothing happens in life without somebody giving their time, their energy, and their love to making it happen. So, as I've already said, I hope that we already know that we've all got gifts. And like I've already said, like, it's great to see some little artistic talent happening down the front, making use of the space. So many gifts have already happened, and we've seen happen here at St. James this morning. So I hope you know that you have got a gift or two already, and I don't need to tell you about it. Instead, we're going to be talking about something else. We're going to be talking about trying something new. So one of the most exciting things I think about being a part of St. James and in the 4 months that I've been here is that new things just seem to happen all the time. Our church family, and especially our church building, are always changing, growing, and evolving. And that's one of the great things about being a part of this congregation, is that we always get to experience something new. I think that's what part of what makes a generous church really thrive, is that we are willing to accept all that God has to give us, and then we are willing to then use the stuff that he's given us, the new and exciting things, to worship him and to serve one another. So in order for that to work, we have to say yes to trying something new, yeah? Good, I'd like to hear that. So I'm going to suggest to you three ways why you might need to try something new. Number one, you need a new laptop. You need a new thing. So that is why you might need to try something new. Have you ever been really bored by something? Who has to go to work every day? Who has to go to school every day? Is it boring? I'm not suggesting that you don't go to school, don't worry. But sometimes we need to try something new. Now, I've only been here a little while, like I've said, but I already know where to find most of you. For example, I know if I want to find the Pattersons while I'm stood here, I look in this corner, because I know they'll be sat behind Tony by the rainbow-coloured curtain. I know if I need to find the Galpins, generally speaking, they're in either at the back, over there, or here. If I need to find Linda, I just need to stand still and eventually she'll run past me. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, to know where you're going to be, but perhaps you find yourself in the same place again and again and again. You might feel as though you have been doing the same thing at church for such a long time that you've started to lose your passion or your excitement for it. You might have itchy feet, ants in your pants, and you want to have a go at something else. If that's you, then maybe it's time to try something new. Every time I say try something new, I'm going to get you to say it back at me because I think that would be fun. Maybe it's time for you to try something new. Yeah, that's great. Now, I have a reading from Genesis somewhere. So that's why you're kneeling on the floor, Linda. Sorry. I thought she's just really keen to hear what I have to say.
This is from Genesis chapter 12. God told Abraham, "Leave your country, your family, and your father's home for a land that I will show you. I'll make you a great nation and bless you. I'll make you famous, you'll be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you, those who curse you, I'll curse. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you." So Abram left just as God said, and Lot left with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai and his nephew Lot with him, along with all the possessions and people they had gotten in Haran, and set out for the land of Canaan and arrived safe and sound. Abram passed through the country as far as Shechem and the Oak of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites occupied the land. God appeared to Abram and said, I will give you this land. I will give this land to your children. Abram built an altar at the place God had appeared to him.
Thank you very much indeed. So I hope what that reading shows is that it's never too late to try something new either. Abram was 75 years old when God called him to leave all that he knew, the home that he was familiar with, his family and friends, some of them, and to go and do something completely new. He asked him to try something new.
Try something new.
Thanks, Linda. And it wasn't just for the sake of it. It's probably take too long, actually. But I was going to say that God doesn't ask us to do something new just for the sake of it. Because that would be like if the band one morning decided they were going to rock up and just play a different instrument that they didn't know how to play. I was going to encourage them to actually do this. But A, I think it'll take too long. And B, I think they've got too much pride. But our worship would be significantly less... in time, if Linda chose to play the drums, or actually, I think Ken can play everything. Can you play everything, Ken? That's modest. You can. But you know, it would be like if I decided to lead the singing. It would just—I'm not called to do that because that's not the new thing that God has for me. God takes us to something new that where we're going to thrive, and something that's going to be the best for us. And that's what's really great about Abram's story is that God takes him to the place where he is going to flourish the most. So maybe that is what God wants to do for you. Maybe God's given you a heart for something new to help you grow in your faith. So okay, now we're on to the next one. Maybe a new thing needs you. I have another reading from Acts, ready to go.
This reading comes from Acts 6, verses 1 to 7. Seven leaders are chosen. The number of followers was growing, but during this same time, the Greek speakers' followers had an argument with the other followers. The Greek-speaking widows were not getting their share of the food that was given out every day. The 12 apostles called the whole group of followers together and said, "It is not right for us to stop our work of teaching God's word in order to serve tables. So, brothers and sisters, choose seven of your own men who are good, full of the Spirit and full of wisdom. We will put them in charge of this work. Then we can continue to pray and to teach the word of God." The whole group liked the idea, so they chose these seven men. Stephen, a man with great faith and full of the Holy Spirit. Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a man from Antioch who had become a Jewish. Then they put these men before the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. The word of God was continuing to spread. The group of followers in Jerusalem increased, and a great number of the Jewish priests believed and obeyed.
Thank you, Kelly. So, maybe a new thing like that needs you. Now, I have a new important task for the church to undertake right now, so I need a volunteer to help me with this new and important task, because I can't do it while I'm talking. Perhaps a teenager who's feeling quite strong. Are you feeling strong? You're feeling strong. Okay, come on then. You can come and help me with my really important task. See, I've got this weight. I just need you to hold it for me, just maybe out a little bit. Is that all right? Can you do that? Okay, I'm just going to leave you to do that while I talk. Is that okay? Okay. Oh, no, it's got to be up. Okay, as I said, the church is always... You okay? The church is always changing. So as our ministry grows, our roles might change and new exciting opportunities might arise. And these changes might need people with particular set of skills or mean that more people need to get involved. So a new thing might need you. And we see... Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. That was really convincing. So that was what was happening in the early church as well, is that their congregation was growing, and that was really exciting. But as that was happening, their congregations were getting bigger, and it was too much work for their leadership. A task by itself can be quite hard, can't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. even if it's your gift, and clearly you are very strong. So perhaps, do you think you might need some help?
Yes.
Is there someone else who's feeling strong? Someone else who's got a gift? There we go. We'd like to come and help. All right, together, why don't you just try and hold it out together? Is that easier? Brilliant. So sharing a task with somebody else makes it not just easier, but can also make it life-giving and fun. So you two could have a chat while you're doing that, or anything. the world's your oyster. So you could be the piece of the puzzle that fits the new thing, while at the same time allowing someone else to do something that they thrive at. Shall I let you put that down now? Okay, you can put it down now. Thank you very much. Round of applause for our strong, gifted people. Sorry, we're coming into land now. Number three, God wants to teach you something new.
Gideon's commissioning. Then the Lord's messenger came and sat under the oak at Ophrah that belonged to Joash. His son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to hide it from the Midianites. The Lord's messenger appeared to him and said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." But Gideon replied to him, "With all due respect, my lord, if the Lord is with us, why has this happened to us? Where are all his amazing works that our ancestors recounted to us, saying, 'Didn't the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and allowed Midian to overpower us." The Lord turned to him and said, "You have strength, so go and rescue Israel from the power of Midian. Am I not personally sending you?" But again, Gideon said to him, "With all...
How can I rescue Israel? My clan is Manasseh.
Thank you very much. So the first two are about putting your gifts that you know you have to use in new ways. This one, however, is about growing into something new. So Gideon was called by God to try something new. Frank going solo there. but using gifts that were lying dormant in him. He starts his story uncertain and afraid, and as he learns to trust God, he discovers the strength and the courage that God had always given him was there. My journey of discovery to something new started about 10 years ago, and I was going to put a very embarrassing picture of myself up on the screen of what I looked like 10 years ago, but I'm not going to do that. Instead, I've got one. I'm just going to show Chloe. What do you
nice.
Think? What do you think I look like there?
Different.
Different.
Very long hair.
I'll let you use your imagination. Different. That's probably the kindest thing that you could say. God wanted to teach me something about himself back then, and in unlocking me some gifts that I didn't know that I had at that point. I thought that I was pretty shy and lacking self-confidence, and never in a million years did I imagine that my calling would involve me standing up in front of groups of people and talking, especially not in this kind of context. I think the most people I've stood in front of now is just over 1,000 to preach. And it's something that 10 years ago, the thought of it would have absolutely terrified me. But I can see that how over the years, God has been unlocking in me something new. He wanted to teach me, not just about me, but about him. And what he is able to do through me. So that is God getting me to try something new. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So he taught me that I would be able to do stuff if I was willing to trust him. And so I guess my question is, what gift is God wanting to grow in you? Our memory verse today was, should we see if we can do it? "See, I am doing a new thing. It is now appearing. Can you see it?" I said, God is always doing new things among us. And if we want to just not just see, but take part in the new stuff that God is doing here at St. James, then we need to say yes to trying something new. There is a need today, right now, for more people to be involved in the life of St. James. People of all gifts and all ages as well. So if you are feeling the call to try something new, or something old now by this point, isn't it? Then please do come along on Saturday to the skills training morning. It's going to be a really great time together, a good starting point for exploring what your gifts might be. We'll spend some time in worship, like I said. There'll be some practical workshops, and it will be a time to meet perhaps new people from St. James as well. But at some point in this year, can I encourage you to try something new at St. James and just see what God does through you here. I'm going to stop talking now.